This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. What has 30 legs, 5 laptops, 4 kazoos, and 1 Yoda? The answer, a filk singing circle. Filk as in silk, only with an F. This little-known genre of folk music is composed and performed by science fiction fans, and it features sci-fi and fantasy themes. Filkers have a lively online culture and one in the real world, too. Here's Day to Day's technology contributor, Shani Jardin.
Strange sounds emanate from the Hollywood suite at a suburban Los Angeles hotel. Inside, a circle of geeks are singing songs about spaceships.
But my booster's in the ocean, my payload's on the train, and I'm a frequent flyer when the Cape's expecting rain.
The sci-fi-themed folk music these fans of science, tech, and fantasy are performing is called filk. Some songs riff on stories and characters from popular movies, TV shows, or games. Star Trek, Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, Dungeons and Dragons. Other tunes come from who knows where.
Next verse is dedicated to the management of Morton Thiokol. So first let's pray to Vulcan, ugly god and a forge in flame, and also wise Minerva, now we glorify your name.
While filk has been around for decades, the genre is gaining new popularity in part because of digital music downloads and free internet radio. Several dozen filkers are up early this Saturday morning to attend the 19th annual Concord, one of about 8 yearly filk fests in the United States. Some read lyrics from PDAs or phones. Others peer into laptops for chord charts while they strum and hum. Audience members sometimes cheer topically. A song featuring bioengineered chickens is met with clucking. Another featuring pigs in space with oinks. Another about the physics of farting is met with, well, you get the idea.
How I love to break wind. Then I'm feeling a twinge of gas pain. I let out a spurt of methane, and it makes me feel glad.
Waiting off stage during this paean to pungence is Mary Creasy. She's an electronic technician for the Postal Service during what she calls her mundane life. She explains there's a filk song for just about everything.
You want miners on the moon with need a labor union? Oh, we got a song about that. You got asteroid truckers with broken down ships? We got songs about that. Computers, spaceships, space stations, time travel, this and that and the other.
Filk receives little broadcast exposure, but a vibrant internet scene and file sharing community has evolved. The filk.com website points to mailing lists, festivals, and jam sessions in homes, and offers the world's only all-filk internet radio station. Here, you might hear the Kinks' Lola, redone as Yoda, or Chattanooga Choo Choo as Lair of Great Cthulhu. Other sites offer songs for free download with the artist's permission. Arizona's Joe Bethencourt is a contemporary cowboy musician who's big in the scene.
I write songs which are copyrighted, and which I will get very, very angry if you rip them off. But if you have an MP3 of them, I don't care. Sing the song. That's what it's for. Abso-dang-lutely.
Halfway into a talent show at the Filk Fest, a special guest approaches the stage. Lisa Leverage, guitarist for Courtney Love, is here with her boyfriend, Neil Strauss, author and Rolling Stone magazine writer. The duo dish out a remake of the whole classic Doll Parts, now Jabba Parts, about the Star Wars character Jabba the Hutt.
I am the Hutt. It's not my nose. Big gut. Yeah, I like money. I like slave girls. I really do.
Neil Strauss says that while the scene was pretty weird, he and Miss Leverage might just return. They find something in the filk world that's missing from the music industry.
People have this idea of science fiction, geeks and nerds being totally introverted guys in their computer all the time. But hey, the guy who plays Warcraft 18 hours a day, he can come up and sing about it in front of people, and that's a scary thing. Most people can't get up and sing, and everyone's going to support him, and he's going to go home and play more Warcraft.
But before they go home, the filkers will jam into the wee hours on kazoos, ukuleles, and acoustic guitars, enjoying each other's company and a little homegrown music from the future. For NPR News, I'm Shani Jardin.
You can sample Filk music at our website. There are Filk songs with tunes about Romulans, pirates, and zombies, and more. This is Day to Day.